First up on the agenda is the draft notification of availability for Reg 2023-01, the use of artificial intelligence in campaign ads. Ms. Waldman, Mr. Knopp, whenever you're ready.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, Commissioners. Agenda document 2314A contains a draft notification of availability for a petition for rulemaking submitted to the Commission by Public Citizen. The petition asks the Commission to specify in regulations or guidance that the Federal Election Campaign Act statutory provision regarding the fraudulent misrepresentation of campaign authority applies to deliberately deceptive artificial intelligence campaign advertisements. The notification seeks comment on whether the Commission should commence a rulemaking based on this petition. The comment period will run for 60 days following publication of the notification in the Federal Register. After the comment period has concluded and after the comments have been considered, the Commission may decide whether to initiate a rulemaking. Thank you, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Colleagues, any discussion?
Madam Chair?
Yes, Commissioner Weintraub.
I just want to say that I welcome the petition. It's a very important topic, and I hope we're going to get a lot of great comments.
Colleagues, any further discussion?
Madam Chair?
Yes, Commissioner Dickerson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm unable to support issuing a notice of availability for this particular petition. I recognize that is a very unusual decision, and it's a first for me personally. So I'd like to briefly explain my reasons. First, we should recognize that while the Administrative Procedure Act anticipates a process for the public to present petitions for rulemaking to agencies, the law does not require agencies to act upon those petitions. And that's for several sound reasons. First, processing a petition for rulemaking, putting it out for comment, evaluating the comments received, and determining whether to proceed with formal rulemaking takes agency resources that are in short supply, especially here. And petitions may simply lack legal merit. For instance, as is the case here, they may propose action that is unquestionably outside an agency's lawful authority. And once a petition is sent out for comment, the public and the press are left with a very understandable misimpression that a petition has our stamp of approval and that we agreed to take action that we legally cannot take. The petition suggests that, quote, a deepfake audio clip or video by a candidate or their agent that purports to show an opponent saying or doing something they did not do, end quote, would violate the Federal Election Campaign Act. That's a very attractive assertion, but I'm afraid it isn't true. Congress has given us very sharply limited authority. Our jurisdiction on this point is limited to instances where a campaign fraudulently misrepresents itself as acting, quote, on behalf of any other candidate or political party. Now, with my full support, the Commission has asked Congress to expand our authority on this point. And I understand draft legislation has been introduced. But right now, the only fraud we are entitled to police is where an agent of one candidate pretends to be an agent of another, or where a person raises funds by fraudulently claiming to act on behalf of a campaign with which he or she is unaffiliated. So Public Citizen has directed its efforts to the wrong component of the government. Instead of coming to us, it should take this up with Congress. I wish it luck. Furthermore, even if we did have the authority to do what the petitioner asks, this petition does not meet the very low bar set by our regulations. Under 11 CFR 200.2b, a petition shall, quote, identify the specific sections of the regulations to be affected. This petition does not do this. So because it is both technically and legally deficient, I cannot justify further action on this petition. Honestly, I'm bothered we have already wasted resources. But I note again that I would welcome the expert views of Public Citizen in the event Congress chooses to expand our jurisdiction, as we have asked it to do. Thank you again, Madam Chair. I appreciate the opportunity to explain my vote.
Colleagues, any further discussion? Commissioner Broussard.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you to my colleague for sharing his concerns in the petition. I don't share his first concern, but as it relates to the procedural concern, I respect it. And then when looking through it, I noticed that it doesn't have a specific regulation provided in the petition. And that is one of the standards that is laid out in 200.2. But what I'm happy about 200.2 is that it does give the provision for the commission to treat in its discretion a petition that does not conform to Section B as a basis for a sua sponte rulemaking. So not addressing your first point, I haven't looked into it in that perspective, but addressing the second point, I think we would be able to proceed with a petition under a similar circumstance because we'd be able to use our sua sponte rulemaking option. But thank you for sharing your concern.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Mr. Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think we should move forward in the way we routinely move forward with petitions from the public. Frequently, the comments that we get will address whether we have the legal grounds to move forward on it, whether we have jurisdiction. I mean, these are all arguments that are frequently addressed in the comments. And I think it's important to engage with the public on these topics. I cannot recall another instance where we have, it may have happened, so I don't want to trust my memory, but it's certainly very rare that we would not at least put the document in the Federal Register for public comment. And you know, the amount of resources that go into putting something on the agenda like this and then noticing it in the Federal Register are fairly minimal in the grand scheme of things that we do here in this agency. So I think we can afford the resources to do it. I appreciate my colleagues' concern about our resources, which we do need to husband, but I think we can do this, and I am going to support publishing the notice in the Federal Register.
Colleagues, any further discussion? I'll say that I'm also going to support putting in the Federal Register. I am grateful to Commissioner Dickerson for raising the flag on the possible technical deficiency. And I think it's critical that all requesters, whether it be for a petition or others, make sure that they comply with the rules and our regulations. That's critical for how we function. That said, I think that this is a technicality that we can kind of get past here. I'm certainly interested to see the comments we get from the public on this. I also share Commissioner Dickerson's concern about whether or not we have any jurisdiction here and have the power to do it. I'm skeptical that we do, but during this process, I hope that we get some really wonderful comments in from people who may not usually comment in this way, that may have ideas that may help us or Congress. So I think that it's a process that's worth it, and one I hope we can move forward on. So with that, any motions? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that we publish the petition in the Federal Register for public comment and proceed in the ordinary course.
Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor? Aye.
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 All opposed?
No.
No.
The motion fails 3-3 with Commissioners Weintraub, Broussard, and myself in favor. The Vice Chair, Commissioner Dickerson, and Commissioner Traynor opposed. Any further motions? We'll get here.